A Love of the Ocean by Gretchen Bonilla. When I look out at the sea, I am transported to a place far beyond the lapping waves and laughing gulls. And this is a place that I love. When I dive into its deep blue waters, I feel the ocean engulf me in its depth. And this is a feeling I love. When I stand at the water's edge, letting the salty sea air knit my hair into a frenzy of knots, I feel the true spirit of the ocean. And this spirit fills me with love. When I listen to the steady rhythm of the waves brushing the shore, I feel at ease with the world, and a blissful happiness settles itself in my mind, for this is a sound that I love. I hear the call of the ocean, singing its joyous song of whirling winds and dancing waves, with foamy white on top. But lately, it's been a strangled cry, a plea for us to stop. When I look out at the ocean, I see a spirit dwindling within it, one sick from plastics and oil spills, holding on to life, one that we have nearly taken away from it. When I dive into the chilled waters of the Puget Sound, head down, arms over my head, I pass a translucent piece of stringy plastic, almost going unseen through the glassy water, and I hate it. When I stand at the water's edge, the waves rush up to meet my toes, bringing with it a series of small, recycling blue pieces of trash, its sharp edge nudging my toe, and I hate it. Now, when I listen to the waves crash against the sandy beach, all I can think about is the 12 billion tons of plastic that have been placed in our oceans, and I hate, 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 hate it. The ocean is something I want to be able to love, not hate, laugh about, not cry. It's something I want to be able to love for all eternity. So I hope, pray to the shining skies above, that this wonderful place, the ocean, will always be there to love.